Here in California, the large Chinese community has been helping victims of last week's massive earthquake in China's Sichuan province. San Francisco and San Francisco's Chinatown suffered an earthquake of similar magnitude just over a century ago. Many residents there worry about the next big one. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more.
In San Francisco's Chinatown, you can still see evidence of the great earthquake and fire of 1906. Look closely at the outer walls of the First Chinese Baptist Church. The heavy red bricks from the original church that burned down in 1906 were used to rebuild these walls 2 years later.
These clinker bricks, these burnt bricks, shows the heat of the earthquake fire. And then now it's almost like the phoenix, you know, rising from the ashes.
The Reverend Donald Ng says responding to disasters is part of his congregation's DNA. A special donation for the quake victims was collected on Sunday. Coincidentally, just days before the China earthquake, Reverend Ng was meeting with other religious leaders in Chinatown to make a contingency plan in case another major quake hits San Francisco.
We want to do this together. This is worthy of our institution's history. All of our institutions survived the 1906 earthquake, and we have something to give back to the community.
The initial plan is to pool resources with the nearby YMCA and Old St. Mary's Cathedral. Inside the Spanish Gothic Church on the southern edge of Chinatown, Reverend Charles Coleman points at prominent photos of the cathedral's history.
The church is still pretty much intact after the 1906 earthquake, but after the fire, that's what it looked like. The roof caved in and the back wall fell down. And so all that was left was the bell tower and the three walls.
Reverend Coleman says the earthquake in China is a reminder that it's not a question of if the same thing will happen in San Francisco, but when.
After Katrina, the American Red Cross discovered that the immediate responders were the local faith congregations. And people who were displaced from their homes, the place they normally went was the churches and faith congregations.
Reverends Coleman and Ng know they will be the first stop if another major disaster strikes San Francisco's Chinatown. And other people in the neighborhood are also thinking ahead. In a second-story walk-up, businessman Pius Lee worries about the buildings here. He's one of the biggest landlords in Chinatown, and he says most of the structures in the neighborhood have been retrofitted. Even so, he says, an earthquake of the magnitude that struck in China will destroy Chinatown.
So I hope it won't happen, but that's what they're saying, that the big one, 7 to 7.8, you know. That happened, you don't see any Chinatown anymore.
Of course, Chinatown won't be the only neighborhood lying in ruins. Lee has a photocopy of a San Francisco Chronicle headline published just a month ago. It reads, "Sure bet, big quake in next 30 years." Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
You can see an old sepia photo of a Chinatown in ruins, plus more remembrances of the 1906 San Francisco earthquake at npr.org. Thank you.